All right, thanks, Lord.
虽然我们不能聚在一起，但是我们的心，大家都聚在一起。
Although we cannot come together, but in our mind we are together.
没开始以前，我们来读几处圣经。
So before we start, shall we read some passages of the Bible?
我们一起来读《生命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们从第十一节，我们念到第十六节。
We will read from verse 11 to verse 16.
生命记第八章第十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11.
我们知道生命记这一段话是摩西他已经带领了以色列百姓有几十年在旷野的路。
We know this passage happens after Moses led the Israelites in the wilderness for decades.
他们已经来到了迦南美地的进口的地方。
Now they have come to the very entrance to the good land of Canaan.
我们知道摩西他不能进去。
And we know that Moses is not allowed to enter.
为什么？因为我们都知道，就是在米利巴那一个水的地方他不信耶和华神，他不听耶和华的命令他 结果用他的杖击打磐石两下，所以呢他不能进到迦南美地，他只能够远远的看到迦南美地。
We all know the reason.Moses at the water of Meribah did not obey, did not hallow the Lord. And so he actually struck the rock twice. Therefore, he was not permitted to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是他还是很忠心，他就写作我们刚刚等会要念的这段话，他提醒警戒这个新的一代，因为旧的一代他们出来的都已经倒闭在旷野的里面，因着他们的不信，所以这一代都是新的一代，他们即将要进到迦南美地，所以摩西还是很忠心的提醒他们，警戒他们。
But Moses being very faithful, he admonished, he warned the second generation.Because we all know that the previous generation, because they did not believe in the Lord, they all died in the wilderness.
好，我们来念第十一节。
We will read verse 11.
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不受不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。恐怕你吃的饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记了耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的，那里引你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇，有蝎子，有干旱无水之地，它曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，又在旷野将你一族所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。
Verse 11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end.
这里最后的一句话，他说要苦练你，试炼你。为什么神要苦练他们，要试炼他们？这是整个这一段第三次提到的，要苦练你们，试炼你们。前面还讲到要管教你们，这是第三次。
In the last latter part of verse 16, the Lord said he might humble them and he might test them to do them good. In the end, this is the third time that the Lord, Moses mentioned that the Lord might humble them. And before that, he also said the Lord will chasten them.
我们知道这里讲到，最后就让他们知道为什么要苦练你们呢？为什么要试炼你们呢？为什么要管教你们呢？他最终的目的是什么呢？叫你们谦卑，这是中文没有翻出来，英文刚刚姊妹已经翻出来。 就是叫你谦卑，叫你们最后呢能够得到福气，弟兄姊妹，这是什么一个福？
Here the Lord would test them, would mold them, and then in order to humble them. And what is the purpose of the Lord? So that he will do them good in the end. And brothers and sisters, what is this good?
这个歌是最大的福气，最大的荣耀。
This good is the greatest blessing, the greatest glory.
我们知道我们今后得到的最大的福气，最大的荣耀，最大的恩典，就是进入他的国度。
We all know that the greatest glory, greatest grace, greatest blessing that we could ever get is to enter into his kingdom.
我们感谢神，这是我们永久的福。
We give thanks to him because this is our everlasting good.
我们再看出以赛亚书第46章。
Now we will turn to Isaiah chapter 46.
我们看第46章第3节。
Chapter 46.
第3节。
Verse 3.
雅各家，以色列家，一切余剩的，要听我的话。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们是真正的雅各，我们今天也是真正以色列的家，我们是真以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that today we are the house of Jacob and also we are true Israelites.
所以这个话是针对我们讲的，感谢神。
So, therefore, this verse is spoken to us. Thank the God.
你们自从生下来就蒙我抱抱，自一出母胎出胎，我便
Who have been born by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb.
直到你们年老，我仍然是这样；直到你们发白，我仍然怀催你们。
Even to your old age, I am he, or I will be the same, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you.
我已造作，也必报这里的造作，他就改变我们，变化我们。这里的造作是这个意思。
I have made, here made means he will change and transform us.
要让我们的魂能够得救，让我们能够成圣，就是这个意思。
So So that our soul will be saved, that will be sanctified, and this is what it means here.
我必抱抱，也必拯救。
And I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you.
感谢主，这一段在给我们很大的安慰。当我们一得救，我们一信主，感谢主，他就开始把我们抱在他的怀中。
Thank the Lord, this passage is so comforting. Once we are regenerated, He has been bearing us, He has been carrying us.
像我，神已经抱我抱了多少年了，68年抱在他的怀中，背在他的背上，没有离开过。
For me, the Lord has been bearing me for 68 years, carrying me on His shoulders, and He has never left me.
他实在是看我们像一个宝贝一样，掌上明珠，是他的最最的心爱，心肝宝贝。Truly,
He sees us so precious as a darling, as a sweetheart, as the very pearl on His palm.
感谢主，你还怕什么？
So thank the Lord. What else are you afraid of?
好，我们看第十节。Verse 10. 我从起初就指明幕后的事，从古时就言明为成的事，说我的谋算必定凡我所喜悦的我必成就。我已经交通过这个题目，就是只有一件事，神最喜悦的事，感谢主，他必成就，那就是指着教会、圣城、新耶路撒冷和他的国度荣耀的彰显。
Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And I have fellowship on this verse already. The only counsel that God wants to do is to build His church, to build this new Jerusalem, and leading into His kingdom.
好，我们最后看希伯来书第十章。Now
lastly, we will read Hebrews chapter 10.
我们从23节到25节。We
will read from verse 23 to 25.
23节也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于动摇，因为
Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
弟兄姊妹，我们所承认的指望是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the hope of our confession?
那就是最大的荣耀，进到神的国度，这是他的应许。
That is the greatest glory, to enter into His kingdom, and this is also His promise.
那就是圣城，新耶路撒冷，也是基督的身体。
That is the holy city, the new Jerusalem, and the body of Christ.
有一天我们都要进入。One
day we will all enter into it.
只要你的名字是记在羔羊的生命册上。
As long as your name is written in the book of life of the Lamb.
所以这里说要坚守我们所承认的指望，不要动摇。为什么呢？因为应许我们的，他是信实的，感谢神。So
here, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Why? For he who promised is faithful.
24节。Verse 24.
我们上面一段是第一个命令，这是神写希伯来书的第一个命令给我们的。Verse 23 is the first command written by the author of Hebrews.
第二个命令。The
second command.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，这是第二个命令。Second
command is, Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
我们知道希伯来书的背景, 这是教会正在受逼迫的时候。
We know the background of the Hebrew church at that time. The whole church is being persecuted.
正在难处的中间。
It's in the midst of this great adversity.
所以在这里命令他们要彼此相顾，要激发爱心，勉励行善。
So, the writer says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
在这种情况底下，实在是需要弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，彼此相顾，彼此接力。
Because in this kind of circumstances, they do need brothers and sisters to consider one another, to encourage and to build up one another.
25节这是第三个命令。
Verse 25 is the third command.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，必知道那日子临近，就更应当如此。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching.
这里讲到停止聚会，就是 meeting together, 大家在一起的，这叫聚会。
Here in verse 25, it says not to give up a meeting together.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，你要存到永远。
Dear Lord, you endure forever.
你的宝座要存到万代。
Your throne endures to all generations.
在这一段艰难的日子。
In this difficult time.
主，你开我们属灵的眼睛。
Lord, open up our spiritual eyes.
让我们举目望天。
So that we will lift up our eyes upon toward heaven.
我们仍然看见我们的主坐在高高的宝座上。
We continue to see our Lord enthroned on high.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华。
Holy, 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 the Lord of the hosts.
愿你的荣耀充满在我们的中间。
Let your glory fill our midst.
特别在这个黑暗遮蔽大地，冤暗遮蔽万民的时候，我们更需要看见这个异象。
Especially at this time when the darkness covers the whole earth and the gloominess over all the people, we do need to see this vision.
主，我们在这样一段时间，我们更需要你的话语来安慰，来坚固，来勉励。
Lord, during this time, we need especially your word to comfort, to admonish, to strengthen, and to exhort us.
但愿今天早晨，你仆人每一句话都是出于你的。
That every word of your servant this morning,
只有出于你的话带出能力。
Speak the word is totally from you because every word from you comes with power.
父啊，我们感谢你，你给你仆人的是一个刚强的灵，仁爱的灵，谨守的灵，不是一个胆怯的灵。
Father, we thank you that may you give your servant this spirit of strength, love, and power, and not of timidity.
我们早晨就把自己交给主，也把我们的翻译姊妹也交在你的手中。
Lord, this morning I give myself to you and also the sister who translates.
愿你用你的灵里外浇灌他。
Oh, that your spirit pour out upon them inside and out.
我们也为着在我们中间在那里听你的话的弟兄和姊妹们。
And also for the brothers and sisters who are listening to your word.
主也给他们一个温柔的心来领受你所栽种的道。
Lord, give them this meekness of heart so that they will receive the implanted word.
因为我们知道这个道，唯有这个道，你的话能够拯救我们的魂的道。
Because we know that only through your word it can be the very one to save our souls.
主啊，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
主乃与我们同在。
Be with us all.
虽然我们不能聚在一起，怜悯我们。仍然与我们同在。
Even though we cannot come together physically, but do be merciful to us, be with us all.
我们祷告祈求，仰望是因奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask and look unto the precious name of our
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们要还是要感谢，在任何的环境底下，我们都以感谢为祭，献给我们的主。
We still want to be thankful under all circumstances. We want to offer to him this sacrifice of thanksgiving.
只有感谢的祭能够荣耀我们的神。
Because only through this sacrifice of thanksgiving could glorify our Lord.
我记得上个月的第三个礼拜，我还能够在你们的中间，你们都能够看见我，我也都能够看见你们。大家能够在一起交通敬拜赞美。
I still remember in the last, the third week of last month, I could still come to you, and we could see each other, we could come together and worship and praise Him.
弟兄姊妹还记得最后，我就讲到我很失望，为什么一般四月份我的姊妹就可以回来了，但是这是因为这个 virus 的关系，他要到六月份才回来，叫我很失望。
Brother and sister, do you recall that I share with you that I was quite disappointed because supposedly my wife should be coming back in April, but because of this virus, she won't come back until June.
想不到，今天我不但看不到我的姊妹，我也看不到所有的弟兄姊妹。
But little did I think that not only did I not see my wife, but not even all the brothers and sisters.
但是我们还是要感恩。
But still, we need to give thanks to him.
虽然我们不能聚在一起，但是我们的心都在一起。
Even though we cannot come together physically, but our hearts are united together.
我们还能够一起的纪念主，同心的。
Because we could still remember the Lord in one mind.
我们还可能一起大家一起的同心的一起的来听你的道。
And also in one spirit, we can listen to your word.
我们还能够同心的在一起查经。
And also in like-minded, we could study your word together.
我们还能够一起同心的我们来我们来祷告。
And again, we can pray in the same spirit.
我们还能够同心的一起交通。
And also, in one spirit, we can fellowship with one another.
我想这是神的恩典。
I think this is God's grace.
但是我要提醒弟兄姊妹，这不是一个正式的聚会。
But brothers and sisters, I'd like to remind you all that this is not a real meeting.
我就听见有个别的弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，这样也蛮好嘛，对不对？何必要到教会去呢？我们一样可以听到，一样可以敬拜，一样的可以祷告。
I have heard this from some individual brothers and sisters saying that isn't this wonderful? We don't have to go to church and still we can worship, we can hear the messages together.
但是我要提醒弟兄姊妹，这不是一个正式的聚会。
But again, let me remind all the brothers and sisters that this is not a real gathering.
形式上是一个聚会，实际上不是一个聚会。
In formality, it is a meeting, but in reality, it is not.
聚会就是要大家在一起的 ,gather together.
When we come to meetings, we should be able to gather together.
我们非常的亲切，没有距离的。
It should be so affectionate among brothers and sisters. There is no distance.
你们还记得马太福音十八章二十节，主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，无论在什么地方， 要有两三个人同心合意的聚集在一起。在哪里呢？就是在哪里呢？就是在聚集的中间，我与你们同在。
Do you still remember in Matthew 18:20, the Lord says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there in their midst. That means people actually come together.
特别注意的 come together.
So pay us a special attention to this, coming together.
来，大家来。
Everyone should come.
今天你有没有来？我有没有来？都没有来。
Today we have not, either you or myself, we have not come together.
我们还是在自己的家里。
And we are still in our own homes.
我同你们最少距离大概有20迈左右。
Distance wise, I think I'm at least 20 miles away from you all.
你们之间距离也有好多的迈。
I'm sure there are many miles between brothers and sisters too.
我只有求神怜悯我们，我们没有聚在一起，你是不是与我们同在呢？神会怜悯我们，巴不得今天仍然与我们同在。
We could only ask God for His mercy. Today we are not together, but is He still with us? We ask that He be being merciful to us.
我们刚刚也念了希伯来书，我特别是第十章，我特别提醒弟兄姊妹，在那里也是不可停止聚会。这个聚会就是 meeting together， 大家在一起。
Hebrews 10, I just read, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, that is, not forsaking meeting together.
你记得诗篇133篇第一节，他说看哪，弟兄怎么和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
Do you remember Psalm 133, verse 1 says, How excellent and how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Live together, live, 好像住在一起一样的，不分开的。
As though we live together and inseparable from each other.
就像好像一个家一样的，父母也好，儿女也好，妻子也好，丈夫也好，我们都在一起。
Just as in a home, parents, children, husbands, wives, and we're all together. We live together.
非常的亲切。
And we're so affectionate.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是一个正式聚会，我就怕我们刚刚念的希伯来书第十章说不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。弟兄姊妹，你要知道神的儿女也有一种惰性啊！假如我们一次不在一起，两次不在一起，慢慢就习惯了。一习惯了，你就不想去聚会了。就这样听听，这个看看，这个用这个online 也好，网络也好，不是蛮好吗？千万不要这样想吧。
Brothers, sisters, never think of this way. Just as verse 25. Chapter 10 says, not forsaking meeting together, as is the manner of some, because after a while, there is this laziness in us. So we might think, oh, it's okay. You know, we just listen to the message online, and that's not what the Hebrew says.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么这些事会发生？今天会在我们中间发生影响全世界的教会呢？
And never let it become a habit. Why is today that things are happening like this, impacting the whole worldwide church?
可以说全世界的大多数的教会现在都停止了聚会。
We could say that the majority of the worldwide churches have stopped meeting.
这是前所未有的，从来没有发生过的事。
It is so unprecedented.
我已经提到了，只有一件事。
And I have mentioned this. There is only one thing.
神最看重的、最宝贝的、最有价值的，就是教会的建造，就是圣徒的造就，对不对？
The thing most valuable, that God cherishes most and the most glorious one is the building of the church and the edification of brothers and sisters.
神今天做了千千万万件事，但是只有一个中心，就是为这教会的建造。
God has done myriads of things, but the very focus is to build up His church.
这是神在创世以前，就是他的计划，就是他的目的。
And this is the plan and purpose of God before the foundation of the world.
所以我想这次的事件的发生一定是为了教会的建造。
So I think, the happening of this virus for sure is also to build up his church.
今天地上发生千千万万的件事，特别像这样一个严重的事，一定是为着教会。
And today on earth, there are so many myriads of serious things happening around us. And all of this is for the edification of the church.
因为神是掌管万有的主。
Because our Lord is the one who rules all.
他是治理全地的大君王。
He's the great king that reigns the whole earth.
他完全有权柄来掌管地上所发生的事。
He has all the power to rule all over everything that happens on earth.
我记得在第五章的时候我就讲到了那有一篇文章就是耶利米的哀歌他在那里哭，为什么哭呢？这个最后他就说我们需要悔改从教会的这个带领的弟兄姊妹带领的弟兄这个无论是传道人也好长老也好需要悔改所有的弟兄姊妹需要悔改，所有发信的人也需要悔改，这是不错的。
I remember in my fifth sharing that I mentioned this article, speaking of the lamentation of the prophet Jeremiah, and in it, the author says that we need to repent, starting from the pastors, the leaders of the church, and the brothers and sisters, and all the non-believers. And I believe this is indeed very true.
最近我听讲这个江弟兄我们非常尊敬的非常忠心的老仆人江弟兄他写了这个非常简短的一个简信给教会。
Recently I heard that our brother Stephen Kong, whom we revere very much, the elderly servant, wrote a very short letter to different churches.
非常简短的一句话。
And he said something very succinct.
他说今天这种情况就是要我们悔改要我们的心能够转向神。
He simply states that with all the things happening now, it's only for us to repent and return to God.
让我们能够与基督的那个属灵的关系能够恢复正常。
So we could restore this normal and spiritual relationship with Christ.
我想这句话实在是非常非常正确。
I believe this is such an accurate statement.
今天所有教会发生的一些事，发生的难处，在弟兄姊妹之间的难处，都是因为我们与基督的那个关系不正常。
All the difficulties happening in, among the churches and among brothers and sisters are all because that we have this abnormal relationship with Christ.
我今天看到大大小小的教会，大家彼此极度纷争，大家相咬相吞。
Among all the churches of different sizes, we could witness that this faction strife and biting and devouring one another and jealousy.
我们可以见大多数教会满了问，充满着很多很多的难处和问题。
So for most churches, they are filled with all kinds of hardships and adversities.
我们知道所有的关键就是与我们与主的关系不正常。
And all this is because The very pivot of all the issues is because of this abnormal relationship with our Lord.
我想今天, 弟兄姊妹, 我们也常听到, 婚姻, 出了问题。
And today, brothers and sisters, we often hear of some marital problems.
为什么会有这些问题?
Why is it we have problems like this?
就是因为丈夫也好, 妻子也好, 与基督的那个关系不正常。 因着这个关系的不正常，所以丈夫和妻子之间的关系也不正常，发生了很多的难处，很多的问题。
It's all because of the abnormal relationship, whether on the part of husbands or on the part of wives, that's between them and the Christ, and that's why it causes all the issues and problems.
所以巴不得借着最近这一次的 virus 能够提醒我们。
So if only through the this incident of virus, we could be reminded.
弟兄姊妹还记得我上一次上个月给你们交通道约翰福音第十七章。
Last time I share with you John 17.
我们都知道那里讲到荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，有五次，六次提到荣耀，什么荣耀？
And in that chapter, five or six times, glory is mentioned again and again. And what is that glory?
我想最大的荣耀在这一章里面看到, 最大的荣耀就是教会的完完全全合而为一。
The greatest glory in this chapter is all the church will be made perfect in one.
没有比这个荣耀更大的荣�ao.
There's nothing more glorious than this.
但是今天看看教会是不是合而为一了。
But take a look at today's churches. Are we united?
所以看不到这个荣耀。So
we do not see this glory.
我想第二个荣耀, 那就是讲到国度的荣耀。And
the second glory is the glory of the kingdom.
虽然约翰福音17章, 那里没有这个国度这个字。
Although in chapter 17 of John, the word kingdom is not mentioned.
但是你看见约翰福音17章最后有一段话, 主耶稣说, 对着父的祷告, 他怎么说的?
But if you see that the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ to his Father,
愿你所赐给我的人, 我在哪里, 你赐给我的人也同我在哪里, 叫他们看见我的荣耀。
Our Lord says, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me, that may be with me where I am, that they may also behold my glory.
什么是最大的荣�ao? 基督。
What is the greatest glory?
That is, 就是国度的降临吗?
What's the greatest glory of Christ? That is the coming of the kingdom.
你去看看主耶稣教导门徒的祷告，一开始讲到国度，最后也是讲到国度，愿国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。Think
of the Lord's prayer that he taught his disciples from the beginning toward the end. It's all about kingdom. And in the end, it says that the kingdom glory, power are all yours.
你若是去看这个路加福音22章，那里讲到薄饼。 就是主耶稣最后的晚餐，门徒一起擘饼的时候，他几次提到国度，神的国度，成就在神的国度，这等到神的国来到。And
in Luke 22, it records the Lord's last supper with his disciples, and several times the word kingdom is mentioned until the kingdom come, until it is done in the kingdom.
马太福音28章也提到这句话，我们不再同你们喝这葡萄酒，这等到在父的国里与你们一起喝新的那日子。Matthew
28 also says that the Lord will not drink the fruit of the wine until it is done in the kingdom when he drinks anew with us.
所以你就看到在神的在主的心目中间，国度是最大的荣耀，所以他也盼望那一天，所有跟随他的门徒，你们也能够进入那个国度。 也与他一起在这个国度里面彰显这样一个荣耀，看见这个荣耀，让他们也得着这一个荣耀。
So you see, in heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest glory is His kingdom, and also our Lord desires that all His disciples would behold and also actually manifest this kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天的国度在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where is today's kingdom?
就在教会中间。
It is in the midst of the church.
就是基督要在教会中间掌权做宝座，他的话有绝对的权威权柄。
That is Christ will rule and also is enthroned in the church, and His word has absolute authority.
但是今天看看全球的教会，有多少的教会真是让基督在那里掌权的，真是神的话在那里有绝对的权威的，我想。
But consider today's worldwide church. How many of them do allow the word the Lord to rule, and how many of them do regard God's word having the absolute authority?
我们都知道，启示录七封书信，今天末世的教会就像老底家的教会一样。
We all know in Revelation there are seven epistles, and today's end time church is very much like the church at Laodicea.
我们的主关在门外。他没有掌权，人在那里掌权。
Where our Lord is shut outside of the door, He does not reign in His church.
弟兄姊妹，我再提醒弟兄姊妹，国度是我们最大荣耀的盼望，是最大的一个荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, let me remind you again, the kingdom is our greatest glory, greatest hope.
我们刚刚念的希伯来书第十章，他不是说了吗？也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于动摇，因为允许我们的是信实的。
Didn't Hebrew chapter 10 we just read also reminds us that we shall hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, because he who promises is faithful.
不是你去看哥罗西书第一章二十三节，也有这么一句话。
And if you read Colossians chapter 1 verse 23.
他说怎么你们在所信的道上要恒心，根基要稳固，坚定不移，不要失去了福音的盼望。什么是我们今天得着福音的那个盼望呢？我想不是永生，而是真正的那个福音的盼望，就是有一天我们要进入那一个荣耀的国度，不能震动的国度，直到永永远远。这是最大的荣耀，最大的福气。
And in Colossians chapter 1, there we read that we should continue in the faith and not and being steady and grounded and not being moved away from the gospel of the hope. What is the gospel of hope? I don't think it merely speaks of eternal life, but enter into that glorious kingdom that can never be shaken forever.
记得这句话，允许我们的是信实的。
Remember this verse, he who promised is faithful.
不是我们能，他能。
It's not that we can, but he can.
他是召我们的主，他能够成就这件事。
He is the Lord who has called us, and He will bring it to pass.
所以我刚刚念的生命记第八章，我们今天都在那个大而可怕的旷野里面。
I just read Deuteronomy chapter 8. Today we are all in that great and terrible wilderness.
特别是最近一段时间。
Especially during this period of time.
那里不是有一段话说呢，在那里有火蛇。有蝎子。
Doesn't the verse tell us that in that wilderness, there were fiery snakes and scorpions?
我们今天真是面对着这样一个光景。
And that's exactly the state today we are facing.
但是我们感谢主，我们的神是信实的。
But we give thanks to the Lord that our God is faithful.
弟兄姊妹，我们面对这个情况，我们刚刚念的这段话，我们为什么要经过这段的苦练我们、试炼我们、管教我们，终究叫我们能够得到福气。
Brothers and sisters, as we encounter this situation of this great and terrible wilderness, why are we going through this? Because in the end, after he has humbled us, after he has molded us, he will do us good in the end.
我上次第五讲我提到了，那就是魂的得救，就是成圣。我们感谢主，当我们一悔改、一相信，我们就称义了，对不对？我们已经称义了，我们的灵活过来了，能够与主有交通了。
In my fifth sharing, I said this, this great and terrible wilderness is for our sanctification, for the salvation of our souls. We thank the Lord that once we repent and believe in the Lord, our spirit is quickened.
我们没有做什么，就是相信。
We have done nothing except to believe in Him.
都是基督在十字架上所成就的救赎，感谢主。
Thank the Lord, it is all because of the redemption that Christ has accomplished on the cross.
是他花了极大极大的代价。
It is He who has paid an extremely great price.
叫我们今天能够得到这样的珍贵，这样的荣耀。
So that today we can obtain such glory, such honor.
然后到了有一天主就再来的时候，所有死的都要复活，活着的都要改变。
And until one day when the Lord comes back again, all the dead will be raised alive, and all those people who are alive will be changed.
那就是在号筒牧师吹响的时候。
That is at the last trumpet.
我们感谢神，我们也没有做什么。
We thank God we have done nothing.
这是圣灵的大能把我们改变了。
But it is the mighty power of the Holy Spirit that will transform us.
腓立比书第三章，我们保罗最后他怎么讲？我们是天上的国民，等候我们的救主。
In Philippians chapter 3, we read that our citizenship is in heaven, by which we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们等候我们的救主荣耀的显现。
We are waiting for our Savior, His glorious appearing.
我们只是在这里等候而已。
Here, what we do is simply waiting for Him.
他要用叫万有归附出他自己的大能，把我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。就像我们主那一个荣耀的身体一样，这是圣灵的大能把我们改变的。
And according to the power that he's able to even subdue all things to himself, he's going to transform our lowly body so that we could be conformed to his glorious body. And all this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
为什么要改变我们？
Why is it we need to be changed?
这个目的就是为了要进神的国。
And the purpose is for us to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以哥林多前书第十五章讲到复活的第五十节，讲得很清楚，那个必朽坏的不能成熟，不朽坏的，我们的身体是必朽坏的，主的国是永远不朽坏的，永远不会震动的。所以我们这些不朽坏不改变，我们能够进这个不朽坏的国度吗？
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50, we read that the corruption cannot inherit the incorruption. So if this mortal body, this corrupt body, is not changed, how can we inherit the incorruption in an immortality? And how could we enter into the kingdom of God?
接下来他又说我们这血气的身体不能承受神的国，讲得非常的清楚。我们的身体是一个属血气的，怎么能够进到神的国度？所以一定要改变，感谢神。 这是他的工作，圣灵的能力。
And also, it says so explicitly in this verse that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So our body has to be changed. This is the work of Christ according to the power of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们呢就能够进到神的国吗？
Then can we thus enter into the kingdom of God now?
不要忘记。
Don't forget this.
还有一件非常重要，所以我们为什么要经过大而可怕的谎言呢？就是来苦练我们，试炼我们，让我们这个人能够改变，能够变化，学做十字架的对付破碎，让我们能够成圣，让我们的魂能够得救。所以中间的一段距离是最艰难、最困苦、最受苦的一段经历，那就是大而可怕的旷野，我们必须要经过的。
But don't forget, there is still one very crucial stage. That is, we have to go through great and terrible wilderness so that we will be sanctified, our soul will be saved. And this is a very rough, difficult time because in it that Christ will mold us, transform us, and change us so that we'll be fitting to enter into the kingdom.
我们会受很多的苦。
We'll suffer much.
这个苦都是神的管教，都是神的苦练我们，试炼我们，有一个目的的，就是让我们谦卑下来，可以进到神的国度。
We might suffer much wretchedness, but this wretchedness is to change us, to transform us, to humble us, so that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
虽然我们受很多的苦，但是我们感谢主。保罗在罗马书第十八章，罗马书第八章，他有这么一段话。
Even though we might suffer much, but we thank God that in Romans 8, we read this passage as Paul says it.
罗马书第八章十四节，保罗怎么讲的？
Romans 8:14, what does Paul say?
他说我想，他说我想，现在所受的苦楚要比起将来显现我们的荣耀，我们就什么不足加以了。
For I consider that the sufferings of the present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us.
今天每一个属神的儿女，做主的门徒，我们走这个旷野的路都要受苦的。
Today, every child of God, every disciple of Christ, as he or she goes through the wilderness, we will suffer.
三方面的苦啊，我今天很简单的提一提。第一方面就是魂的得救。
And there are three aspects of this suffering. Today I will mention them very briefly. The first one, the first suffering is for the salvation of our souls.
我们刚刚念的，弟兄给我们念的彼得前书啊第四章，这里讲得很清楚，你们为着神的旨意受苦，要一心的为善，为着神的旨意受苦，我们魂的得救。诚实的，我们要受苦，这个苦是神的旨意。
In 1 Peter, our brother just read for us that if we suffer according to the will of God, this is to transform us, to make us suffer so that our, for the very salvation of our souls.
我们知道还有两方面的受苦，我很简单，你就要是基督徒，你就要过一个金钱的生活在基督里立志，这个过一个金钱生活的，我们都会的受到逼迫。我们不但信奉主耶稣基督，还要为他的名受苦。这也是腓立比书第一章的保罗的话。
And also there is another type of suffering, that is, if you desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer. Just as in Philippians chapter 1, it tells us that, we are appointed on behalf of Christ, not to just believe in him, but to suffer for his sake.
当然还有一方面的受苦，就是我们侍奉神，造就圣徒，我们每一个神的儿女都有这个责任，对不对？我们要彼此服侍， 我们要一起来建造。我们想这个过程也是个受苦的过程。
And the third aspect of suffering is as we serve God, we build up brothers and sisters, then we would suffer. And this is every brother and sister's responsibility.
但是所有这个苦，保罗说，我想这都是自沾自轻的苦。
But with all these sufferings, as Paul says, they are momentary and light sufferings.
相比呢，将来得到那一个最大的福气、最大的荣耀，不足加以。
If you compare it with the greatest good and the greatest blessing you would receive, the previous sufferings are nothing.
很快都要过去。
Very soon, all this will pass.
我们刚刚念的《申命记》第八章第八章那一段话，我们感谢神。我们虽然经过大而可怕的旷野，但是他要给我们什么磐石里面流出活的水来。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, the passage we just read, even though he leads us through this great and terrible wilderness, but at the same time, he will cause the water to flow from the flinty rock.
我们知道这个活水是什么。
And we all know what this living water is.
我们感谢主，你还记得约翰福音第七章主耶稣有一段话。
We thank the Lord. Do you recall that in John 7, what the Lord says?
那就是今日的末日，最大之日，主耶稣站起来说。
That is
at the 口渴的归到我跟前来，把信我的，信我的，他不终要流出活水的江河来。主耶稣这是指什么讲的？是指圣灵讲的。为什么？因为那时候主耶稣还没有升天，还没有得到荣耀，所以圣灵还没有降下来。
On the last day of the feast, the great day, the Lord stood up and cried, He who thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, from his innermost being, will flow this rivers of living water. And what is the Lord saying here? He speaks of the descending of Holy Spirit because at that time our Lord is not glorified yet, so the Holy Spirit hasn't been sent down.
我们感谢主每一个蒙恩得救的，今天圣灵永远住在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that today every child who has believed and saved by Him dwells in the Holy Spirit dwells in Him.
我们经过大而可怕的旷野，白天我们知道有云柱带领我们，黑夜有火柱带领我们，这是什么？圣灵引导我们。
As we go through the great and terrible wilderness, we know that by day we have this cloud of the pillar of the cloud. By night we have this pillar of fire leading us. And what are all these? We know this is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会的安慰我们，圣灵会坚固我们，圣灵会带领我们，光照我们，引导我们。
The Holy Spirit will comfort us, will enlighten us, and will lead us, will instruct us.
他会坚固我们的信心。
And he will establish our faith.
他会给我们能力。
He will give us power.
让我们能够胜过一切的艰难，正像最近的一段时间，感谢神，圣灵会带领你，带领我，带领整个教会。
And to overcome all the difficulties, just as where we are nowadays, thank the Lord, He is going to lead you, He is going to lead me, and He's going to lead the whole church.
我们感谢主，还有那玛纳，玛纳，把你们祖宗所不认识的玛纳赐给你们。什么是玛纳？我们知道，玛纳就是主自己。
And thank God, He will also give us manna that we do not know. What is this manna? We thank the Lord. It is Christ Himself, the Lord Himself.
Manna 也是神的话。
Manna also is the word of God.
感谢主，我们经过这个大而可怕的旷野，主与我们同在，不会离开我们。他把我们抱在他的怀中，背在他的背上。一直把我们带到国度里面去。
We thank the Lord that as we go through this great and terrible wilderness, He will never leave us. He will carry us and He will put us on His shoulders all the way into His kingdom.
所有的苦练,所有的思念,所有的管教都是出于他的。他怎么会离开我们?他更需要抱我们,需要背我们,带领我们。
All the chastening, all the molding, all the refining are all from Him. So how could He leave us? He will keep us.
我们说他叫我们受试探,不会过于,我们说不能忍受的,到了时间,他一定,一定。 会为我们开路,
He will not allow us to face temptation beyond what we are able, but with the temptation, He will also provide this way of escape in due time so that we can bear it.
所以感谢神,我们不要怕,今天我们取在这个光景的里面。
So we give thanks to God that we fear not, even though we are in this kind of a circumstance.
你去看诗篇第33篇。
Psalm 33. Verse 16, so precious is this verse.
18. 看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人底下怎么讲19节要救他们的命救他的命他的死亡并使他们在饥荒中能够存活我们的心想来等候耶和华他是我的帮助我们的盾牌
Verses 18 to 20, Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His loving kindness to deliver them, their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
弟兄姊妹,是不是光是在饥荒中能够存活呢?不死呢?
Brothers and sisters, Is it only in famine that He would have made us alive and not die?
感谢主,你去看诗篇第91篇,给我们很大的安慰。
But thank the Lord, if you read Psalm 91, it gives us such comfort.
这里讲到三次讲到瘟疫,瘟疫就是今天就是瘟疫,对不对?
Here in Psalm 91, three times the word pestilence is mentioned. And it's just
like
today's virus.
我们看见第91篇一开始叫住在耶和华的隐蔽处必住在全能者的荫下,对不对?
At the very beginning, he says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
他说耶和华是我们居住 再一次讲到,是我们的避难所,是我们的山寨,是我们的神,是我们所投靠的。
And the psalmist says, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust.
接下来他怎么讲,他必救我们,这里有一个必字,不要忘,不要跳过,他必救我们,脱离捕鸟人的网络,接下来他还说和那个 毒害人的那个瘟疫,毒害人的瘟疫,今天就是瘟疫。
And in verse 3, he continues to say, Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And do not forget this word shall, or he will do it. And he shall deliver you from the perilous pestilence. It's just like today's virus.
第六节他怎么讲的?
And what about verse 6?
也不怕黑夜所行的瘟疫,这里又提到瘟疫。
We shall not fear the pestilence that stalks in darkness. Again, pestilence is mentioned.
接下来他又说,或者是中午了,就是午间,灭人的。 毒病,非常毒的,那就是今天的病,是非常毒的,非常容易感染人的。
And also, he says that we should not fear that the destruction that lays waste at noonday as applies to today's virus is so infectious.
所以他不但是能够叫我们在饥荒中成活，九十一篇告诉我们，我们今天就是在这种瘟疫毒病的中间，我们能够成活的。
So he not only tells us, as in Psalm 33, that he will make us alive in famine, but even in today's pestilence, this virus, he will make us alive.
弟兄姊妹，你要记得啊，这个最近我们在查耶利米书，我最近自己也在读这个以西结书。将来神审判人呢，审判这个世界，就是用几样的这个灾害。第一就是刀剑，第二就是饥荒，第三就是瘟疫。
Brothers and sisters, our church has been studying Jeremiah, and I myself have been studying Ezekiel. Remember this, when God judges the world, he will use several things. First, sword and famine, and then pestilence.
当然,在主来的以前还有地震,到处都有地震。
Of course, before our Lord returns, there would be earthquakes all over.
所以感谢主，最近的这些灾害也是提醒我们，主来的日子近了，他来的日子是何等的可怕，这个灾难是何等的严重啊！So
we thank the Lord that all these calamities happening, is simply to remind us that the day is coming soon, and how formidable all these disasters will become.
到那时候，刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫。 不知道要死到多少人，不是几万，也不是几百万，乃是million，million，对不对？你去看看启示录，已经给我们这个启示。And
at that time when he returns, that just as Revelation says, that it's not just tens of thousands of people or millions of people would die, but myriads upon myriads of people.
今天这个瘟疫。 全世界死了多少人啊？16万人。
Do you know how many people die of this virus in this world? 160,000 people died.
美国死了多少人？ 39,000个人。
How many people died in the States? 39,000 people.
全世界感染这个病的有230万人。
In the whole world, 2.3 million people have contracted this
illness.
In the States, 730,000 people have contracted.
弟兄姊妹，那么其中有没有基督徒呢？
So brothers and sisters, are there Christians among these?
据我所知道的，你们教会没有，我们教会也没有。
As far as I know, none happened in your church nor in my church.
但是我知道 Queen's的教会就有六个神儿女患的这个病，都是年纪比较大的，60岁以上的。But
in Queen's church, I know there are six brothers and sisters who are over 60 years old have contracted this virus.
并且有两个已经被主接去了，是因着这个病。
And because of this illness, two of them have gone to be with the Lord.
那么是不是他们没有敬畏神呢？是不是他们没有依靠这个神的慈爱呢？是不是他们不爱主呢？这个答案是肯定不是的。Is
it because they do not love the Lord, because they did not fear the Lord, they did not hope in His loving kindness? The answer is, of course, negative.
那么什么原因呢？我们刚刚念的这个诗篇33篇也好，91篇也好，不是讲得很清楚吗？他要救我们脱离死亡，不叫这些灾祸，在这个灾祸中间我们能够成活，那不是神的话不算数吗？
Then didn't we just read Psalm 33 and Psalm 91? that the Lord will deliver our soul and made us alive in this famine or virus. Is it that the word of God does not count?
当然, 我们不能回答。
Of course, we cannot answer this question.
今天基督徒遭遇很多事, 我们都不一定能够讲得清楚, 为什么?
Just as so many things that today's Christians encounter, we have no specific answers for.
但是我们相信, 若是你去看马太福音第十章, 主耶稣有一段话, 他说麻雀, 一分钱可以买两个麻雀, 就是说不值钱的了, 但是呢, 若不是神的允许, 神允许, 一个都不会掉在地上。
If you read Matthew 10, there is a says that aren't two sparrows worth one copper coin? So sparrows are simply worthless things. But apart from your father's will, none will fall to the ground.
你们的头发都数过了。
Even your very hairs are all numbered.
但是他没有说若不是主的应许一根都不会掉在地上他没有讲。
But the verse did not say that apart from the will of God, none would fall to the ground.
但是我们知道他们今天遭遇这些事都是神所应许的。神不应许连我们一根头发都不掉在地上。神看我们有何等的宝贝,对不对?
However, we do know that we are so precious in the sight of God. So if things that are not permitted by him shall never happen to us. Not even one hair would fall to the ground.
我想只有主知道为什么。Only
the Lord himself knows why.
我记得哥林多前书13章讲到信王爱嘛,最后有一段话说,现在我们知道的有限,到了那一天,我们要面对面见到我们的主,我们就什么都知道了。
I remember 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It speaks of faith, hope, and love. And there it says that now we know in part, but then we shall know him face to face. When we see him, we will fully know just as he has fully known us.
记得诗篇136篇。 26节,哪一节后面都有讲到什么,他的慈爱永远长存,一开始就讲到你们要称颂耶和华,因为他本为善,他的慈爱永远长存,记得这句话,他的慈爱永远长存就可以了。And
do remember this, just as Psalm 136 says 26 times. That we give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His mercy, his loving kindness is everlasting. Just remember this word. His loving kindness is everlasting.
你若是去看第十六节,这个36篇的16节,他怎么说的?你们要称颂那个引领你们经过旷野的,因为他的慈爱永远长存。
And in verse 16, it says that we should give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. Today, we are journeying in this wilderness. We should give thanks to him.
并且第十二节他说他要伸展 大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，因为他的慈爱永远长存。为什么他要施展这个大能的手伸出来的膀臂呢？就是抱我们、引导我们、带领我们，让我们经过这个旷野。有一天我们进入神的国，这是他的应许。感谢主。
And verse 12 gives us this promise that he will extend a strong hand, an outstretched arm. He will carry us, he will bear us to go through this great and terrible wilderness. We thank him for this.
我们感谢主，我们今天应当怎么样？我们应当洁净自己。
So today, as we give thanks to the Lord, what should we do? We should cleanse ourselves.
我们要成圣，巴不得我们的魂照人的酒，让基督的形象，这个能够在我们身上，这个涌上加入，变成主的形象，就好像神的灵变成的一样。
So we need to cleanse ourselves, sanctify ourselves for the salvation of our soul. So one day that we will be transformed to the image of the Lord from glory to glory.
最后就是用约翰一书第三章第一节到第三节，我们再次在神的面前得到安慰，得到勉励。
Lastly, I would like to use 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.So that once again we would be exalted and be comforted.
看啊，神向我们所施的是何等的慈爱，叫我们成为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。将来如何成为显现，他若显现，我们必要像他，因为我们要看见他的形象。凡有这样指望的人，都应当洁净自己。洁净自己，就像主洁净自己一样。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that.When he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
别忘记你是神的儿女。
Don't you forget you're children of God.
神的儿女就不受苦吗？
Do children of God suffer?
我们刚才已经交通了很多了。
And as we have shared much,
罗马书第八章，你们还记得有这么段的话？保罗怎么讲的？他说：“凡是被圣灵引导的，都是神的儿女。我们所受的，不是一个奴仆的灵，我们所受的，乃是儿子的灵。既是儿子，就是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同为后嗣。”我们与他一同受苦，我们怎么样？我们就与他一同得到荣耀。感谢主。
Praise the Lord, as Paul says in Romans chapter 8, that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear.But you receive the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if we indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Praise the Lord.
感谢主，基督是我们的生命。他若显现，我们要与他一同现在荣耀的里面。我们有这样的大的盼望。
Thank the Lord. We have such great hope because Christ is our life. And when he appears, we shall appear with him together in glory.
好，我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
你是施诸般恩典的神。
You're the God of all grace.
你在基督里召我们得享主耶稣基督那个永远的荣耀。
And you have called in Christ Jesus to enter into his eternal glory.
叫我们在受苦难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们，加力量给我们。
That after we have suffered a while, You yourself will strengthen, establish, perfect, and settle us.
愿全能都归给你。
May glory be unto you.
感谢主在这个灾害的这段时间但愿我们父神的怜悯你的平安你的慈爱多多的加给我们。
During this period of pandemic, may the peace, love, and mercy be multiplied upon us.
但愿是平安的主随时随事赐给我们平安保护我们引导我们坚固我们直到那一天。
May the God of peace always in everywhere strengthen us and lead us until the day we see him.
我们祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for his words this morning.
感谢主给我们早晨这样的话语。
Just give thanks that his loving kindness is everlasting and he just hope that his words this morning will give us strength and hope during these trials that we're going through now.
他的慈爱存到永远今天早晨他给我们的话语能够一直帮助我坚固我们尤其在这个危机的时候。
So let us sing one more hymn for this meeting.
我们一起再来唱一首诗歌。
We're going to ask our sisters Cheryl and Rachel again to lead us in the singing of hymn 660.
我们请 Cheryl 和 Rachel 姐妹带领我们一起唱诗歌660首。
thank the Lord that we have this victory in His Son.
感谢主，我们在主里面能够有这个得胜。
And we pray that we may be made overcomers, and we may be continue to be built up into His glorious church, ready for the coming of His kingdom.
我们在这里祈求，但愿我们能够成为一个得胜者，我们能够在这里继续建造神的教会，但等他的回来。
So we want to take the following time to encourage all the brothers and sisters to pray this morning.
鼓励接下来的时间，我们所有的弟兄姐妹都可以参加，一起来祷告。
And just a reminder that we ask that if you are not praying, that you remain on mute, and if you are praying, that you give time for translation.
只是你若不祷告的时候，请你放在静音上面。你要祷告的话，请你留一点时间给翻译的弟兄姐妹。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
亲爱的天父，我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you for these words we just heard.
我们为着我们刚刚听到的你的话献上感谢。
May your word become lamp to our feet, light for our path.
愿你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
As we all are going through this vast and deadly pestilence.
当我们经历这个毒病的时候。
May you prepare your church, sanctify us, make us be ready.
求你来预备你的教会，来洁净我们，让我们可以预备好。
Oh Lord, we thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name.
哦主啊，我们这样的感谢你，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
主啊，我满心的感谢你。
Lord, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
尽管在疫情四起严重的时候。
During these severe and difficult times.
尽管我们不能到教会里面敬拜你。
Even though we cannot meet at the church building to worship you.
但是时空怎么能阻挡我们呢？
How can space and time block us from worshiping you?
我们和弟兄姐妹还是在跪倒在你的宝座前。
Your children, brothers and sisters, still kneel down before you.
敬拜你，仰望你。
To worship you and to praise you.
刚才听了徐弟兄的讲话。
We heard our brother Xu,
他传上了你的旨意。
And he spoke on your will.
得到了灵里的提升。
And we have been encouraged spiritually.
主啊，感谢你的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你是我们在疫情中的灵命得到了很大的提高。
Your spirit that moves amongst us, Lord, has raised up. Us up.
越是疫情严重，
As the pandemic becomes more severe,
我们越是想念你，
We only look and long for you even more.
我们越是依靠你，
And we rely on you even more.
我们紧紧地每天读你的话语，
And we hold on to your word and read your word every day.
你的话语就是我们战胜疫情的有力的保证。
Lord, your word is our powerful, our mighty assurance during this pandemic.
你的话语也是鼓励我和弟兄姐妹永远永远的和你在一起。
And your word encourages us, your children, brothers and sisters, that we are with you eternally.
时空不能隔断我和主和弟兄姐妹的联系。
The space and time cannot sever our ties with each other.
我依然感到主在大殿前向我宣话。
Lord, I still feel that you admonish me before your temple.
我也看到了我的弟兄姐妹坐在你的大殿里在静听你的教诲。
And I see the brothers and sisters sitting in your temple listening to your word, your teaching.
我爱我的主。
Lord, I love you.
我爱我的教会。
I love your church.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
让我们在今天的早晨能够借着啊这样的方式来到你的宝座前。
That you still allow us through this way to meet before you this morning.
主，你也怜悯你的儿女。
Lord, you have mercy on your children.
你从你的宝座赐下你的话语。
You have given us your word from your throne.
你借着你的话再一次来坚固我们的信心。
Lord, may your word once again encourage and strengthen our faith.
你也赐下圣灵。
And you have given us your spirit.
把那个悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给我们。
You have given us a spirit of repentance, Lord.
让我们看见虽然外面啊诸多的险恶。
Although there is much evil going around in the world.
但是我们知道主你仍然作王掌权。
But we know, Lord, that you are still reigning as king.
主让我们存着一颗悔改的心来到你的宝座前来求连续蒙恩惠。
Lord, may we have a heart of repentance as we come before your throne to seek your mercy and grace.
让我们也因着你的话我们再一次得着刚强得着力量。
Lord, may your word once again strengthen us and give us, energy, give us strength.
主也借着这样的环境让我们知道你回来的日子近了。
Lord, through this current climate, Lord, may you help us to realize that your coming draws nearer.
让我们的灵魂再一次得着。
Lord, may you awaken our spirits.
让我们预备等候整齐。
That we may be well prepared to welcome our Lord's coming.
主你回来要率领许多儿子进荣耀。
Lord, upon your coming, you will lead many sons to glory.
我们啊今天早晨的聚会，满心的感谢主。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving for this meeting you've given us this morning.
保守我们年长的弟兄，保守。众弟兄姊妹，我们都能够在主的爱中。
Lord, pray that you watch over all the elderly brothers and sisters and all brothers and sisters that we may remain in your love.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
主耶稣，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
在这个主日的清晨，在这个艰难的时刻，我们仍然能在你面前能借着网路用这个非同寻常的方式非正式的方式来到你面前聚集。
Thank you for this morning. We may still be able to have use this technology, this unusual method, Lord, to gather before you.
我们可以借着祷告唱诗将我们心中的感谢和赞美和祈求都归给你。
We are still able to sing hymns of praise and pray and give thanks and all our petitions, Lord, to you in prayer.
主，我们也感谢你，借着为你出口的弟兄，你在向我们说这些警戒的劝勉的话语。
Lord, once again, you admonish and teach us through the word that the brother has shared this morning.
主，我们也感谢你，你仍然给我们机会。
Lord, we thank you that you still give us opportunities.
你用这种方式提醒我们，你来的日子近了。
You use the current situation now to remind us that the day of your second coming draws near.
我愿我们每一个你的儿女都能抓住这个机会。
Lord, may all of your children hold tightly onto this opportunity.
我们要承认我们自己，我们的肉体里面没有良善。
And may we take this opportunity to confess that there's nothing good in us.
我们理应在你面前再一次俯伏敬拜，认罪悔改。
That we are willing to bow down before your throne to confess our sins and repent.
无论是得罪神的得罪人的我们理应在你面前悔改。
Whether it's sins against you, our Father, or sins against our fellow brother and sister, Lord, we confess them before you.
主啊，是的，这个疫情在全球仍然在蔓延。
Lord, although this pandemic is spreading and ravaging the world,
你的怒气仍然没有止息。
And your wrath has not been stayed.
我们只能恳求主，在你发怒的时候仍然以怜悯为念。
We can only, Lord, ask for your mercy and grace during this time.
顾念每一位你在地上的儿女。
Lord, may you remember every child, Lord, of yours.
因为每一位你都是花了重价所买赎回来的。
For, and remember all those that you have, Lord, bought with a heavy price.
我愿在这时候荣耀赞美权柄再一次归给我们的主。
Lord, may all honor, glory, and power be given to our Lord.
平安祝福保守归给每一位地上敬畏仰望爱你的儿女。
Lord, may you give us peace and comfort to all those who worship and fear you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉你宝贝的名我们祈求。
We pray this in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen. 主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
再次让我们听到你自己的话语。
Thank you for allowing us to hear your word once again.
在这艰难的日子里。
During these difficult times.
我们求主更加的怜悯我们。
We ask, Lord, that you give us, be more merciful to us.
更加的引导我们更多的学习像大卫在你面前的祷告。
Lord, and lead us and teach us how to pray like David before you.
让我们求问再求问。
As we can help us to pray and continue praying to you.
让我们在父的面前祷告再祷告。
Help us to pray without ceasing before you.
我们知道人都有问题。
We know that we men have issues and problems.
但是我们知道我们的神有答案。
But we know that you, our Lord, have the answer.
主，真是引导我们在你面前求问。
Lord, we lead us before you to ask you.
直到我们看到你的作为。
Until we see your working.
因为我们知道在耶和华的手中没有难成的事。
Lord, we know that nothing is impossible to you, our Lord God.
求主继续光照我。
Lord, continue to illumine and enlighten us.
尤其在这样的苦难的日子里
especially during these difficult times
求你指教我们怎么样数算我们自己的日子
Lord, teach us to number our days
叫我们能够得着更多智慧的心
and help us to receive a heart of wisdom
也能够帮助我们放下许多的重担
help us to lay down our burdens
更是如同弟兄所祷告的一样脱去多缠累我们的罪。
Just like our higher brother prayed, let us forsake all the sins that have encumbered us.
让我们存心忍耐。
Let us be patient.
像保罗一样做到奔那摆在我们前头的路。
Just like Paul said, so that we may walk the path before us.
仰望为我们创新创始信心创始成终的主耶稣基督。
So that we may follow our faithful Lord Jesus.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们知道平安喜乐必要是给你的儿女。
Lord, we know that you will give us your children peace and joy.
我们继续仰望主。
Continue to look to you, Lord.
祷告感谢仰望奉主耶稣圣。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊，感谢赞美你。
Lord, thank you and praise you.
你让我们能够在这个非常的时候，艰难的时候，还能借着电话与众弟兄姊妹聚在一块儿敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you during these trying times that we can still, through this communication tool, come together to worship you.
感谢您啊，使我们的弟兄今天能够来在我们中间，能够解释
请为我们解释您的话语。
Lord, we thank you for us having, that we may have our brother today share and explain your word to us today.
借着您的话语，让我们知道，主啊，您的慈爱，您的大能，我们是可以靠的。
Lord, through your word, we know that your love and your power is, we can rely on you.
借着您的话语，让我们能够洁净自己。
Through your word, may we purify and strengthen, be strengthened.
是的，主啊，我们知道您的愤怒对着我们的罪。
Lord, we know that our sins cause you anger.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们知道您是那慈爱的主。我们若有那隐而未显的罪，主啊，我们愿意悔改。
Lord, we thank you that you are a God of love, that if we have sins, Lord, that we may repent of them.
愿意时时悔改。
That we may constantly, Lord, repent of our sins, turn away from our sins.
主啊，我们愿意在您的慈爱中，我们能够成为一个天父所喜爱的子民儿。
Lord, when we become children, that you delight in, Lord.
我们愿意在您的爱里成为这个时候的一个 overcomer.
Lord, may we become overcomers in your love.
我们也知道您是那大能的主，我们愿意借着您的大能成为一个 conqueror.
Lord, we pray that we become conquerors, Lord, for you are a mighty, God.
主啊，我们愿求您赦免我们每一个人的罪，加勉我们每一个人的起心愿、进食。
Lord, may you help us, thank you, Lord, for forgiving us all of our sins, Lord, and help us to obey you.
我们让你知道我们是信实的，我们每一句话都是真的，我们愿意成为一个好的儿女。
Lord, you are faithful to us, Lord, and each and every one of us, Lord, we desire to be a good child of God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
亲爱的天父，
Heavenly Father,
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
谢谢你今天将你从宝座上发出话语来。
Lord, thank you, Lord, as your people gather, you give us your word.
主啊，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
我们要说，主啊，我们是瞎眼的。
Lord, we want to confess that we are blind.
我们看不见我们自己的罪。
We are unable to see our own sins.
主啊，你在约翰福音第五章你说。
In John chapter 5, you say to us.
你说你知道我们心里没有神的爱。
Lord, you know that in our hearts we do not have the love of God.
主啊，求主你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
因为我们实在是没有神的爱在我们里面。
Because truly, Lord, we do not have the love of God within us.
唯有你把你的爱带在我们的里面。
Only you can place your love within us.
主要帮助我们，让我们能够活出你的爱。
Lord, help us so that we may live out your love within us.
主啊，你来借着这个瘟疫要唤醒自己的教会，唤醒世上的人。
Lord, through this pandemic, Lord, may you awaken your churches on earth.
主啊，真的是让你自己的教会不要陷在老底家教会的光景。
Lord, may your church not fall to the state of the Laodiceans.
不要让我们在不冷不热。
Let us not be tepid, either cold or hot.
不要让我们相咬相吞。
Let us not be like them.
不要让我们停止聚会。
Help us not to, help us to continue to gather together and not stop.
让我们彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Help us to continue to encourage each other.
激发爱心，勉励行善。
And help us to encourage us to be kind and to do good works.
主啊，你把这样子的认罪悔改的心赏给我们。
Lord, you give us a heart of repentance.
主啊，让我们以基督的心为心。
Lord, may we have the heart of Christ.
让我们行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与我们的神同行。
Lord, may we walk. May we walk with the heart of righteousness with our Lord.
主啊，也求你把施恩恳求的灵浇灌下来。
Lord, may you pour out your spirit of mercy on us.
让我们能够举手跪下来到你的面前。
May we raise our hands and bow before you.
不断为我们自己祷告。
Not only do we pray for ourselves.
为你的教会祷告。
We also pray for your church.
为国家祷告。
We pray for our nation.
为在上掌权的人祷告。
We pray for those in power.
也为万人祷告。
We pray for all peoples.
主啊，你来的日子近了。
Lord, the day of your coming draws near.
你在世的时候，你说我们要悔改，因为天国近了。
Lord, you told us when you were still on earth that we should repent for the kingdom is near.
主啊，愿你真的是恩待我们。
Lord, you continue to graciously deal with us.
求你鉴察我们。
Lord, can you continue to edify us?
知道我们的心思。
Until our hearts and mind are mind.
试炼我们。
And test our hearts and minds, Lord.
知道我们的意念。
Until our whole being.
将那忧伤痛悔的心赏给我们。
And until, Lord, give us a heart that is repentant and broken.
引导我们走在你永生的道路。
And continue to lead us on this path of eternal life.
主啊，我们也深深的知道。
Lord, we know deep in our hearts.
你是信实的神。
You are a faithful Lord.
你永远不会离开我们，也不会丢弃我们。
You will never abandon us. You will never leave us.
直到我们老年，你也保抱怀揣。
Lord, even when in old age, Lord, you will keep us.
我们也知道，我们住在你的里面，你也住在我们的里面。
Lord, we know that you dwell in us, and we in you.
你必保守我们。
And you will protect us.
把我们隐藏在你翅膀的印下。
And hide us under your wings.
你必牵着我们的手。
And you will lead us by the hand.
带领我们。
And lead us.
直到我们见你的面。
Until we see your face to face.
主啊，我们把我们自己都交托在你的手中。
Lord, we entrust ourselves into your hands.
我们要坚定这个信心。
Lord, we want to hold on our faith.
是的，主啊，但是我们实在是没有信。
Lord, but truly, we have no faith.
但是你是信实的。
But you are faithful.
你必不会背乎你自己。
And you will not go against yourself.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你帮助，求你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们一直行在你荣耀的旨意当中。
That we may continue to walk in your glorious hope, glorious will.
永远不走偏离你的道路。
That we will not diverge from the path that you set before us.
带领我们进入你自己的荣耀。
And take us into your glory.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank you and praise our Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we do thank you for the word that we heard this morning. We just ask that this word be well received in our hearts.
但愿这些话能够在我们心中能够
像好土落在好土里面。
That it may continue to mold and shape us.
能够在我们里面改变塑造我们。
And we thank you for this perfect salvation and great redemption that we have through your Son.
谢谢主，借着你自己的儿子赐给我们这样子完备的救恩。
That we were once aliens brought into the household of God by your grace.
我们本来不属于我们这个神的家，但是你确实把我们拯救，带我们进入你的家。
And we just thank you for this great loving kindness that is everlasting.
我们感谢赞美你这个慈爱，存到永远的慈爱。
And that as we go through these trials and sufferings, especially during this pandemic, Lord, that you have not abandoned us.
在我们经历这个瘟疫，经过所有这些难处的时候，你没有抛弃我。
But you continue to carry us on your back, Lord.
你仍然背着我们。
Working all things according to your will, for good.
照着你自己美好的旨意。
We just ask that you continue to help us to trust in you.
求主保守，让我们能够来信靠你。
And to commit our lives into your hands.
把我们的生活、生命都交托在你自己手中。
We just want to this morning, in one spirit, give you all the thanks and all the honor.
我们在同一个灵里面把所有的感谢和赞美都归给你。
We just thank you and pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we look at the bulletin.
我们一起来看周报。